cliffcentral.com.
She works hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
All right, Anthea.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, where do we even begin today? You always bring a stack of stuff for a Monday, despite the fact that the market's been closed for two whole days.
Oh, there's always a lot. The market closes, but there's always news. Let's start with what happened on Friday. The All Share Index was down 0.1%, but the JSE was up almost 1% for the week on last week. However, if you take Naspers out of the picture, I think it looks very different. It's actually quite a dismal story. You know,
they're so big they can affect it positively even when everyone else is negative.
Exactly. So Naspers now makes up 18% of the benchmark index. I mean, when you consider that there are 420 odd other shares, it's quite a thing. On Friday, volumes were pretty low. In fact, Friday's volume was about 40% lower than the year-to-date average daily volume. But let's talk about Naspers again. It was up 1.8% on Friday, R2,728 a share. And we're expecting Tencent to report this week. I think it's on Wednesday. But Naspers also made an announcement. They upped their stake in an online food takeaway delivery company called Delivery Hero, which is a Berlin-based company founded in 2011. They now have more than 40 countries around the globe, including the US, South America, blah blah blah. And I think it's an interesting one. You know, they added 387 million euros to their investments. I'm not sure what Naspers's complete stake in it is now. But it's big. And I know Delivery Hero were looking to IPO, so list on the stock exchange. And their initial valuation, or their current valuation, is $3 billion. I'm not sure this is an absolute slam dunk. You know, if you think about this sort of business, they've got competition in the big ones like Delivery You, they've got Uber Eats, they've got Amazon, all doing the same thing. So big competition. They did say that in 2016, they processed 171 million orders. They've eaten through capital, worked through capital, $1.4 billion. And that their revenue for 2016 was 297 million euros. Now, because they're not listed, you can't always see what the expenses were, but I'm assuming they were big, and I'm assuming it's looking fairly expensive. So why Naspers are upping their stake, I'm not sure. Maybe they're just following their previous investment.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pressure in these companies to acquire things.
Like companies like Naspers.
Yeah. When you're a big company with massive market cap and your shareholders are looking at your balance sheet and they're going, there's all this money, you've got to spend it on something. Then you sometimes, I would imagine, even the most sensible board eventually goes, we're desperate, let's just buy that looks good.
Yeah. And throw perhaps, some more money behind it.
Yeah, and perhaps they don't do as much research as they might have to. Or perhaps they don't look at the research that's presented to them as well as they. Perhaps they've got an interest in it that they don't know we know about or we don't know about.
And you know what it is with these startup companies? I think the ones that make it have really, really good sales teams or executives as salespeople. And they know how to sell the story, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's not judge too soon. I mean, Naspers does have a good reputation, so. And then the resource index was down about 0.1% on Friday. Gold's definitely the highlight. They ended the week 5.7% higher. Financials also up on Friday. Banks were a bit mixed. Barclays was the only big one that was down, really, over 1%. There's lots of talk about Barclays PLC placing more of their stake in the market or selling down their Barclays Group Africa holdings. So I guess that's what's keeping it under pressure. And then there's a story this weekend about the banks and how they're negotiating behind the scenes for this, for the accusation that they were manipulating the currency. And it looks like they're basically just going to settle out of court. I mean, I did love reading it because it's so typical. what they were saying is that some of the traders had an instant messaging group called Czar Domination. Like, that is so typical, I must tell you. That like happens in my industry all the time. You know, a bunch of guys kind of trading lots of big money, parcels of money, and kind of feeling, making themselves feel good about themselves. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, industrial suffered a bit on Friday. It was down 0.25%. Richemont, unfortunately, was down 5%. They reported results on Friday morning. And this is a funny one because I think it was broadly in line with consensus expectations, albeit that the top line was marginally softer. They did show that sales rose by 6%. They had another item which included a 178 million euro gain on the sale of investment properties. But the big story here really is the margin expansion, which increased by 70 basis points. And so really the question is this or isn't this a turnaround story? The stock is now on a 22 times forward multiple. We do hold the share, and mm-hmm. I would say I'm going to hold it a bit longer, even though it was down 5% on Friday.
Yeah, I there are a couple of stocks that, very few I've got to add, but there are a couple of them that I'm thinking if they don't do something soon, we're going to start losing interest and we may just want to cut our losses.
Stellar Capital again.
Well, it's now 86 cents a share. What do you want me to say? I mean, I bought it at 290 or something.
230. I have not forgotten.
Oh, my God.
So why would you sell it now? You've taken the pain.
I've got it, so just sit there with it.
Anything else that you're anxious about? Talk to me.
But if you've just joined us now, we're talking to Anthea about what's happening with our money, or what should be happening with our money. And you could always get hold of her, and you can always find out about hashtag invest at the same time by emailing Anthea. She's, invest at Cartesian?
That's right, invest at cartesian.co.za.
Or you can go to the Money Shot page on cliffcentral.com and update yourself.
There we go, yeah. And it's got all my contact details on
there. Correct. All right, anything else you want to throw in?
Telkom reported pretty good set. They guided on Friday. And then just quickly, I want to touch on global, kind of what's happening globally, because we had the US earnings season is now 91% complete. 78% of those companies beat expectations, but the retailers have been very disappointing. Hmm. And then they also had US consumer inflation on Friday, which came in at 2.2%, which you would think is a good thing because the Fed was looking for 2%, but it was a bit disappointing. I think everyone else was looking for 2.4%. So the retail shares in the US just not performing as well. And I think that's all I want to throw in.
That's more than enough for us to chew on for the moment. Thank you very much, Anthea.
My pleasure.
And we'll check in with you tomorrow, same time.
Super.
Very good. Anthea Gardner, The Money Shot, cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.